Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shari. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is Wanda Wisely. I got two charges on my debit card, and they're from your company, and I didn't order anything.
Alright, may I have your zip code?
3-8-5-5-6.
Alright, and may I have your first and last name?
Wanda Wisely.
Alright, Wanda, thank you so much for the information. For security reasons, can you verify your mailing address?
400 Hill Road, apartment 105, Jamestown, Tennessee, 38556.
Alright, thank you so much for the information. Alright, so Wanda, on February the 18th, do you recall possibly ordering a tablet or either something, ordering something that possibly said that you only had to pay for shipping and handling costs?
No.
For the amount of $7.95, it was a tablet.
A tablet?
Yes, ma'am.
Of what kind?
Let's see.
This is gardening stuff, right?
No, ma'am. Oh. This one, it just says a tablet was ordered. Or do you even recall, like, ordering anything that possibly, or you, did you respond to anything that possibly said that you can get a free item as long as you pay the shipping and handling costs?
No.
Okay. All right, so since you don't have no knowledge of, you know, anything, it sounds like a fraud situation. Is there anyone in your household who could have possibly ordered this product without your knowledge?
No. I live here with my sister, and she's got her own business.
Okay. All right, so what I will do, I will go ahead and get everything canceled for you. And then, so we can also go ahead and begin the investigation to see who used your card without your authorization.
I've got another charge with you guys. It's pending in my bank of $50 and something.
Yes, ma'am. And what happened was, whomever made this purchase with your credit card, what they did was they paid for the shipping and handling costs of the item. But they have 48 hours to call back and cancel, so you won't be instantly enrolled into a membership fee for a factory direct store. So that's what happened. That $56.95 is the amount for that membership fee. So, yes, ma'am. So what I can go ahead and do for you, I'm going to go ahead and get everything canceled. So you won't have to worry about anything else coming out of your account. But I'm also going ahead and get you transferred to our fraud department, too, so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without your authorization. I have to let you know that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you don't recall authorizing any of, you know, anything that was listed on this account.
I haven't ordered anything over the phone or online for years now.
All right, so you're in just a few moments, okay?
Yeah. Keisha, I think we're... What was your name again?
My name is Shara.
Shara.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd called my bank about the transactions that's on there, and they said to call you guys and get the name of whoever I talked to and what they said.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Shara. Yes, ma'am. Now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get you transferred to our fraud department because you said that you don't have no knowledge of this, And yes, ma'am, someone had to obviously use your card without your knowledge in order for us to have that information. So give me just a few moments, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm about to go ahead and get you transferred over to our fraud department. They will be more than happy to take you from here and begin an investigation for you. And I also want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too.
Mm-hmm. In just a few moments.